בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב, חודש טוב, חנוכה שמח. If we ask ourselves or somebody else ask us what is the essence, the definition of Hanukkah, probably the answer is or the miracle of the oil will take place 8 days, or the miracle of the war. But Abu Draham, one of the Rabboteinu Arishonim, explain the essence of Hanukkah is Hanukkah. The word himself, Hanukkah, this is all the essence of Hanukkah. What is mean? He explained in paragraph 1, Hanukkah is Rashi Tevot, Chet Nerot, והלכה כבית הלל. What they say, every day we מוסיף והולך. We light more candles. And my first question is, how this ראשי תיבות, 8 candles, and הלכה כבית הלל, explain all the essence of Hanukkah. This is question number 1. Question number 2, every day in Hanukkah we read Korbanot HaNesiim, and every day we read one Nasi. We start, first day we Shevet Yehuda, we continue Zvulun, Yisachar, the way how they stay in the desert around Aron Brit Hashem, and day by day we mention Azer Nasi. Today we mention Ephraim. Tomorrow, last day of Hanukkah, we mention Menashe. But the problem is, Hanukkah is only 8 days. And we have 12 Nasiim. What we do with the rest, what we never mention their names. Binyamin, Gad, Asher, Naphtali. What we do with all the other 4 Nesiim is what's going to happen tomorrow with Menashe. We also mention all the rest of the Nesiim, what we never mention through Hanukkah. And this look a little bit disrespect to the Nesiim. More nice if in the first day of Hanukkah we will mention one Nasi, second day we start with Yehuda, Malchus come from Yehuda, second day we mention two, other day two, we come to last day of Hanukkah, we mention the Nasi number 12, Naphtali, and we make the total, how all of them, what they bring, exactly how the Torah do, is why every day is only one, we wait to the last day. In the last day, we have problem. Only 8 days Hanukkah. We have other 4 Nesiim, what you never mentioned. Okay. Menashe will take them tramp. Oli Zvagen, all the other 4. Is why this is the way how we mention the Nesiim. In the last day, all the rest. Why we never mention all of them through Yemei Hanukkah is more nice and more respect to all the Nesiim. This is question number 2. Paragraph 2, ביום השמיני, tomorrow morning, נשיא לבני מנשה, גם ניהל בבית הצור, etc. etc. That's why, with Menashe, we mention all the other 4, and not spread them through ימי חנוכה. Moreover, we know every year, שבת חנוכה, take place Parashat Miketz every year. Sometimes Shabbat Chanukah is also Vayeshev. It's the Pesach calendar. But Miketz every year is Shabbat Chanukah. And we have many remazim in Parashat Miketz how this parasha relate to Chanukah. For example, is not connect and relate to the shiur, but only to bring example to show our parashat Miketz every Shabbat Chanukah. If you look in any Chumash, in the end of the Chumash, you find the number of the Psukim, every Parsha, small letters, and some Gematria would relate to this number of Psukim. In Parashat Miketz, you never find the number of the Psukim, you find the number of the word. And the number of the word, Milim, is 2025. Why this Parsha different from all the other Parashat? Comes the Gra and explain, Ner, candle, Ner, Begimatria is 250. 8 times 250 is 2000. And what day we start to light the candles? Cafe 25 of Kislev. It's 2025. What? Show us we have 8 candles plus the day what we start to light. Nice. And we have many, many other examples. But what relevant for us now is something very, very interesting. Yosef, Mary, Osnat, but Potiphera, what we read in Parashat Miketz, and the first child, paragraph, third, Ule Yosef Yulad, Shne Banim, Beterem Tabo, Shnat Arahav, Asher Yalda Lo, Osnat, but Potiphera, Kohenon, Vaikra Yosef, Et Shema Bechor, Menashe. Why? You can put line, Ki Nashani Elokim, Et Kol Amali, Et Kol Beit Avi. Nashani Elokim, I forget my old father, I forget my brother, my family, I have now new life, great life, unbelievable life. And the question number three, what I would like to raise, how can happen? Yosef HaTzadik give to the first child name Menashe. Why? Because Hashem helped me to forget my father, my family, every one of my siblings, and we have now a new life. This Yosef HaTzadik give to his son, and also the child himself, Nebach, have name what this name represent, how his father forget to marry his family. How we explain the name what Yosef HaTzadik give to his first child Menashe? Specifically tomorrow, you go to read in the Torah the Korban of Menashe, how he can give this kind of name to his son. This is the third question. One more question. Torah teaches us in Parashat Emor, in Sefer Vayikra, all the holidays, the list of the holidays, and the last one is Sukkot. Obviously, when we start with Pesach, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, obviously Sfirat Omer also, and Sukkot. The Torah tells us, paragraph 4, בסוכות ישבו שבעת ימים, כל האזרח בישראל ישבו בסוכות, למען ידעו דורותיכם, כי בסוכות הושבתי את בני ישראל, בהוציא אותם מארץ מצרים, אני השם אלוקיכם. וידבר משה את מועדי השם אל בני ישראל. This is the end of the last holiday. Immediately after, פסוק א', וידבר השם אל משה לאמור צו, בני ישראל קחו אליך השם לעת זך כתית למאור, להעלות נר תמיד, זה תורה תלס, all the details, when we come to light the menorah in Bet HaMikdash. Come רבותינו הראשונים and tell us, if the Torah decide to connect the dinim, how to light the menorah in Bet HaMikdash, to the last holiday Sukkot, obviously some connection between Sukkot and Chanukah. What's the connection? From Halacha perspective, is very simple. First, Chanukah is 8 days. Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeret, is also what? 8 days. Every day in Sukkot, we say full Hallel. Every day in Chanukah, also we say what? Full Hallel. If somebody builds a Sukkah as a Schach above 20 Amah, it's not Yotze, because you not feel you sit in Sukkah. Somebody light Chanukah candle above 20 Amah, in Ot Yotzer, where we build the sukkah normally outside, where we light Hanukkah candles also here outside. As we see from halacha perspective, we have many halachot what connect Sukkot to Hanukkah. My last question is, what is the inside connection between Sukkot and Hanukkah? Not from halacha perspective, from the essence, from the inside connection between these special days, days of Sukkot and days of Hanukkah. This is our questions, and B'siyata Dishmaya, we're going to see something plane. Olam Ababa, Olam Azeh. And this will going to elevate the end of Hanukkah for every one of us, B'siyata Dishmaya Gdola, and we're going to get light from this Hanukkah to all the year. Mamash, plane. Again, short and clear. Question number one. How we explain the Abu Draham, what teach us the definition, the essence of Hanukkah, including in the word Hanukkah, what is Rashi Tevot is 8 candles, Chet Nerot, Ve'alacha Kebet Hillel. Question number one. Question number two. Every day in Hanukkah we read Korban of Azer Nasi. We come to the 8th day, we in problem, because we have other four Nesim, what we never mentioned. We put them with Menashe in the 8th day. Why we never spread all the Nesim through Hanukkah? More nice, more respectful to the Nesim. Why we wait until the last day? We don't have choice. We put all of them in the 8th day. Question number three. How Yosef HaTzadik give to his son Menashe name with the explanation of the name look terribly. With all the respect, Nashani Elokim, I forget, Bet Avi, my old father, my family, everyone, have new life, have very happy. And he gives his name to his son? How can happen? And question number four, what is the inside connection between Sukkot and Hanukkah after we find halacha connection between these two special time? You ready? B'siyata Dishmaya Gdola, Pilei Plain. We will walk step by step. The Maharal tell us, teach us very interesting insight in paragraph 7. He say to us 3 times in all the Tanakh we find the word emuna, what belong to all Am Israel. The word emuna, what belong to yechidim, to special people, we find many times. For example, Avraham Avinu ve'emin ba'ashem ve'yachsheve alo letzedakah. Navi Chavakuk say ve'tzadik be'emunato yichye. Emuna, we find a lot when we talk about individual person. But when we talk about Am Israel, only 3 times. And the Maharal says, I start to read paragraph 7. 3 times ne'emar v'yaminu. Kasher ba Moshe ligol otam. Moshe come with the good news, the redemption will take place soon from Egypt. Ne'emar, please put line, v'yamen ha'am ki pakad Hashem et amu. Am Israel believe, Hashem never forget us, take us from Egypt. Kiryat Yam. 2nd time, Bekiryat Yam Suf other line, Vayaminu ba Hashem, Ube Moshe Avdo. 3rd time, Etzel Har Sinai, for Moshe Rabbeinu give us the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu promised to him, Inyanu Chi Ba'elecha Be'ava Anan, Lema Nishma Medubri Imach, Am Israel will listen and we talk to you, Vegam Becha, please put line, Yaaminu Leolam. Am Israel will believe for good, the Torah is Torah Min Hashamayim. Not you write anything. Are gimel emunot shenitbareru b'yitziat Mitzrayim. This is 3 emunot. Veda, ki gimel emunot em yesod adad. This is a foundation of Jewish life. Ve'kasher chas v'shalom tipol achat mehem, if one of these emunot will miss, tipol adad b'chlala. We cannot miss one of them. All the 3, this is our foundation. Ha'achat. Other line. Ha'achat, or circle. He, ההשגחה שהוא משגיח בתחתונים, ולא כמו שאומרים המינים, עזר השם את הארץ. הקדוש ברוך הוא, watch everyone, listen to everyone, know about everyone, השגח הפרטית. I skip one line, האמונה השנית, as a circle, שהכל הוא ביד השם, ואין דבר חוץ ממנו. Everything in end of השם. אין עוד מלבדו. He decide what to do. וזו האמונת מצוות השם יתברך. אין עוד מלבדו, אין עוד מלבדו פה הקדוש ברוך הוא. I skip other line, other circle. האמונה השלישית, שידבר השם יתברך את האדם, וייתן לו תורה. זוהי אמונה, please put line, תורה מן השמיים. יש שתי אמונות. One אמונה is השגח הפרטית. שם watch everyone, listen to everyone, know about everyone, everything. Second אמונה, אין עוד מלבדו. He do what he want, he change the nature, he open, he close, what he want, he can do. Third אמונה, תורה is מן השמיים. Now, these three אמונות we find in these special holidays. פסח, יציאת מצרים, קריאת ים סוף, וואו, אין עוד מלבדו. Look what you do. No one ran from Egypt. All the years. Not one slave. Now all the nation come out. So many miracles in Egypt. When we leave Egypt, in ים סוף, אין עוד מלבדו. פסח represent אין עוד מלבדו. שבועות represent the second אמונה, תורה מן השמיים, שרבנו never give us anything what he write, everything come from שמיים. שבועות represent third אמונה, סוכות represent third אמונה, השגחה פרטית. We walk in the desert 40 years, cloud protect us, we have pillar of fire in the night, pillar of cloud in the day, man, slav, be'er, all everything what we need, we have. This is אמונה of השגחה פרטית. As we see, this three אמונות take place in three holidays. And the Maharal end in paragraph 7. The last two lines. וכנגד, אלו שלוש אמונות שהם שורשים ויסוד לדת, ציווה השם יתברך בשלושה רגלים. And these three holidays have the name רגלים. Why? Please put line. לפי שהם רגלי הדת. This is a legs of Jewish life שעומד עליהם הדת. רגלי הדת. Interesting, beautiful piece of Maharal. If we will take this Maharal with us to step ahead. Step A, we understand very well when the donkey opens the mouth and say to Bilam, why you hit me? What does he say to him? Paragraph 8, ותאמר לבילם, מה עשיתי לך? כי כיתני זה שלוש פעמים. No, she never says שלוש פעמים. What she says, שלוש רגלים. רמזה לו, אתה מבקש לעקור אומה החוגגת שלוש רגלים. You want to start with nation what believe. אין עוד מלבדו, תורה מן השמיים, אין השגחה פרטית. No way, no way. For sure, they go to win and you go to lose. But we will take this Maharal as a step ahead. We find two special time in the year what the rabbis say to us to celebrate. Checkness Tagdola, Purim and Chanukah. What happened to us in Purim? Big miracle. And not Milvado. Unbelievable. After a month sends the letters. Final solution. No way to get back the letters. To stop the letters. Ktava shenichtab et abat ha-melech, everything was the king. Put his stamp. And Leashiv, we cannot take back. Wow, and not Milvado. What else happened in Purim? Adur kibluah b'yimei HaShverosh. We accept the Torah. Back, b'yimei HaShverosh. It's so nice how Purim parallel to Pesach and Shavuot. But what happened to us in Chanukah? Matityahu banav, 12 children. They bring new ruach, new ambition, excitement, motivation to Am Israel to fight against the Greek. Huge army of Greek. Huge, 100,000 soldiers. With all the weapon what they have in this time. In the beginning, Matityahu Banav start, And after this, we have finding Josephus as of 30,000 soldiers who don't have almost anything, fight against so many. Why they do this? It's crazy. It's not normal. Because everyone feel Ashgacha Pratit. Everyone feel I am not alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me hand and we walk together. It means Chanukah is holiday what we feel Ashgacha Pratit. And this parallel to Sukkot, what Sukkot we celebrate also the Emunah Be'Ashgacha Pratit. Because Baruch Hu watch everyone, know about everything, know about everyone, etc. Is we find first the inside connection between these two special times in the year, Sukkot and Chanukah, is not only from Halacha perspective connection, also from the inside connection. This is the essence of these two special times in the year, Sukkot and Chanukah, is Emuna Be'Ashgacha Pratit. Interesting. The Gra come and teach us tomorrow, 8 days of Chanukah, this is the end of Yemei Adin. Yemei Adin would start in Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Tomorrow this is the end, because all Yemei Adin represent Ashgacha Pratit. About everyone is tomorrow, or Aorot, special light what we have, this is the end. This is the insight between these two holidays. To make this understanding, this perspective between Chanukah and Sukkot more deep, we take this step ahead. The Gemara, Chazal come and teach us, Hordus was slave, and he come king, and he really want to lead also the Keuna. How he can lead Keuna if he's not Kohen? He marry Miriam Hashmonait. He marry Miriam Hashmonait. And this is enough, this is what he feel, to lead, for him to lead the Keuna. But he also have brother-in-law, what he make him Kohen Gadol, Aristobulus. He make him Kohen Gadol, and now his for sure is look great. His brother-in-law Kohen Gadol, people can feel this is he in the family. And he kill all the rest of the Kohanim. Later, he also kill Aristobulus, because people say to him, listen, this young boy have tremendous following, watch, one day he will make war against you, and he kill him. After he kill him, he kill all the family of the Hashmonaim. The Gemara come and tells us, if somebody come and say, Anna from Zerah Hashmonaim, I'm from the family of the Hashmonaim, don't believe him. Avdahu, he is slave. Kill all of them. After he kill all of them, the next step of Hordus, no more celebration of Chanukah. We stop to celebrate Chanukah. In the first 100 years, all the celebration of Chanukah take place in Yerushalayim, in Beit HaMikdash. People travel with the families to look, to say thank you, to bring korbanot. After all to say is over, come Hillel and say, don't worry. He says over. Now we go to upgrade Chanukah. Not only in Yerushalayim, every Jewish home will start to light candles. And this happened 100 years after the Hashmonaim have the big miracle. And this is the reason why the first halacha, what we know about Chanukah, is Bet Shammai Bet Hillel, Mosi Veolech, Pochet Veolech, more candles, less candles. This take place when? Under tears, after we arrive. What happened before? Before, we don't need any halacha, because the way we light Chanukah candles is happened where? Only in Bet HaMikdash. Now, Hillel come and say, hey, don't feel upset, don't feel worry. We go to celebrate Chanukah in every Jewish home all over the world. Second, we'll continue to celebrate Chanukah in Beit HaMikdash. How we can celebrate Chanukah in Beit HaMikdash? Hordus never give permission. When we can celebrate? In Sukkot. Because the inside of Sukkot of Chanukah is what? Same. We celebrate Emunah. What kind of Emunah? Be'Ashgacha Pratit. And look what happened in this celebration in Beit HaMikdash. Paragraph 9. תניה, אמרו עליו על רבן שמעון וגמליאל, שהיה שמח שמחת בית השואבה. נוסי ישראל, one of the great leaders, how he celebrate, היה נוטל 8 אבוקות של אור, זורק אחת, נוטל אחת, ואין נוגעות זו בזו. You know what it means? It's unbelievable. When you go to a wedding, sometimes you see the boy would play with 3 fires in front of the Hasan Kala, and you feel very impressed. רבן שמעון מגמליאל, in שמחת בית השואבה, play with 8 fires. 8 fires, so quick, so professional. And who? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Why? To show to every one of us. We also celebrate Chanukah. 8 torch of fire represent 8 candles of Chanukah. And not only this, Chazal continue and tells us in paragraph 10, in the next page, page number 4, Tanya, אמרו עליו על הלל הזקן כשהיה שמח בשמחה ותשואבה, אמר כן, every year he say brief message to all people who come to celebrate, אם אני כאן הכל כאן, if I am here everybody here, אם איני כאן, if I am not here, מי כאן? Who here? Who stay here? What? הלל was very humble. How he can say this? What הלל say to everyone? If I am here, you here. At כאן, הכל כאן. אם אתה כאן, הכל כאן. Everyone is unique. Everyone is special. We need everyone. Because everyone has some knowledge what nobody else has this knowledge. And everyone put other diamond in the crown of כבוד שמיים. He want to מחזק זה אמונה בהשגח הפרטית. How everyone is necessary. How everyone is unique. How everyone is special. As we see, so nice and so clear, the inside of Chanukah and Sukkot, this is Emuna, what we have, what? Be Ashgach HaPratit. This is the inside. Now, we'll take this to the next step. How we really can build life, every one of us, in our daily life, to feel and to see השגח הפרטית. How we can do this? The way is, the Gemara, in מסכת שבת, paragraph 11, teach us. אמר רבא, נר חנוכה, מצווה להניחה בטפח הסמוכה לפתח. We need to put נר חנוכה beside the doorway. איך הנמנך? רב אחא ברדה רב אמר מימין, רב שמואל בדיפתא אמר משמאל, in the left side, הלכת אפום זה, in the left side, כדי שתהיה נר חנוכה משמאל, ומזוזה מימין. And בעל האיתור, one of the early ראשונים say, to us, paragraph 12, מזוזה מימין, בשליש העליון, שנר חנוכה, מזוזה, נר חנוכה משמאל בשליש התחתון וטלית מצויצת באמצע. And בעל הבית in the middle with talis. Interesting. What's the connection between talis to נר חנוכה? נר חנוכה the time is when? In the night. ציצית is when? In the day. How these two mitzvot come together when one starts the other end? The connection between these three mitzvot, mezuzah, ner chanukah, and tzitzit, is one word, eyes, reiyah. What we say about tzitzit, ureitem oto, uschartem et kol mitzvot Hashem. What we say about ner chanukah, lirotam bilvad. What the Rambam teach us about mezuzah perek vav, alach ha-yud gimel, every time when we walk in and out of the house, and we see the mezuzah in the doorway, this comes to wake us up, to remember what stay for good forever, it's tzur olamim. It means to wake us up, to have right a priority in life. What is necessary, what is important. Is all these three mitzvot take place with what? The eyes. Now, when we come to talk about our eyes, It's very important to know, sometimes we have wrong perspective. Why we have wrong perspective? Every one of us. Because we believe, we look about everything with what? With our eyes. But it's not completely true. Because we have other place in our body what have also eyes. One is the heart. Shlomo HaMelech say, Velibi ra'a. Velibi ra'a. What we say, my feeling is mean I see something with the heart. We have other place what we have eyes in the brain. In English, for example, somebody talk to us. We want to tell him, I understand what you say to me. How we say this in English? I see. I never see. I listen. No, I see. I see with the eyes in the brain. Also in Leshon Chazal, Ro'eh ani et varecha. Ro'eh ani et varecha. I see what you talk to me. Yes, he's right. I not only listen, I also see with the eyes what we have in our brain. Is mean to understand what is mean vision, to understand what is mean perspective, is when we know to coordinate between different places, brain, heart, physical eyes. We can get right perspective. And now, listen, practically, how every one of us have wrong perspective. If I will ask you, look 1 minute to Aron HaKodesh and the hilo about Aron HaKodesh, what you see with your eyes or you see with your heart? First reaction, you walk in, with what part in your body you see? No, your eyes. No, I told you, wrong perspective. We never in life, and remember this all your life, never in life, the way how we look about everything, never start with our eyes. Never. And listen, the Torah comes and tells us, ולא תטורו אחרי לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם. Rashi say, Ein roa velev chomed. Ein look and the heart want. What Rashi do? The opposite of the posuk. Why Rashi do this? Why do the opposite of the posuk? Chas v'chalila. Rashi come and say to us, Ein roa ma she'alev chomed. Is mean every time in our life, the way how we look with our eyes is off what our heart wants for us or what our brain wants for us. For example, if I look on Aron HaKodesh, I see, wow, they have so much shayish, chomrim shayish, marble. This is what I see. You walk in, wow, the parochet is so beautifully. You see the candles. Somebody see the ilo about. What does it mean? I decide first with my heart or with my brain how to use my physical eyes. From this reason the Torah says, ולא תטורו אחרי לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם. Ein roa מה שהלב חומד. The eyes look what the heart want or what the brain also want. And it's come out through the physical eyes. It happened so quick. But this is what happened. This is what happened. Is now. Pilei playing. Hanukkah is special time, a year, special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What he gave us, opportunity to elevate our perspective. Look, first night of Hanukkah, what bracha we say, Le'adik Nesh of Hanukkah, represents the physical eyes. Second bracha, She'as HaNisim, somebody have miracle, he feels so excited, he make kiddush, he invited everyone, he tells them about the miracle, what happened, chasdei Hashem kilotamu, kilochalu rachamav. This is the eyes in the heart. And, shechiyanu, וקיימנו לזמן הזה, please tell me what is the difference between Hanukkah to week before, to week after. Normal day, no kiddush, no abdala, no seuda, normal day. Only with eyes in the brain we can understand the unique about these days. Hanukkah give us opportunity to elevate our perspective, to elevate our eyes, to have what? To have right perspective, to combine between the physical eyes, the eyes what we have in our brain, the eyes what we have in our heart. It is a moment when we have right perspective, we really can feel and see Ashgacha Pratit all the time. Ashgacha Pratit. This deep and high level of perspective we find by Yosef. You know, generation ago would not have glasses. Thank God we find this special gift from Hashem. We have opportunity to look and to enjoy. Later we find the microscope. We can also look very deep to do a good thing. Telescope, we can look far. It means all the time we elevate the way how we look about everything, deep and far. Yosef have this in very high and very deep level. Listen. Pilei Pleim. First, when Yosef is coming weak, say to the brother, I am Yosef. Ani Yosef Achichem. I am your brother, Yosef. The apostle continue and say, Asher mechartem oti Mitzrayma. You can tell me, if he say I am Yosef, he need to say to his brother, you sell me to Egypt. If they know more from anybody else what they do to Yosef, they know. Why you need to add this few words? Why the Torah mentions this? To decorate the psukim, to make the Torah a little bit more long, blah blah blah. Why he says this? Every word in the Torah is Kodesh Kodashim. Come or Achayim HaKadosh and say, Ani Yosef Achichem, I was your brother. I never miss little bit feeling between brothers. Also, when you sell me to Egypt, Asher mechartem oti Mitzrayma. Also, in the moment when you put me in the pit, in the moment when you sell me to Egypt, I never miss for second the achva, the unity, the friendship of brothers. And from this reason, when I had my first child, Menashe. Why I give him the name Menashe? Menashe in Hebrew is right. I forget. What does it mean? I forget my father, my family. It's one explanation. But Arav Hirsch come and give us beautiful other inside what is mean Nashani. You know what is mean Nashani also? Nashani, if somebody give loan, as the Torah come and say, אל תהיה לו כנושה. נושה is mean don't come every day. No, what about my money? What about the money? He know you need to give you money. Wait, he is בעל חוב. בעל חוב is mean he remember he need to pay back. And for sure, if he's uncomfortable, he never keeps the rule to pay the time what they decide. For sure, no question. But he will give you. Do this in a nice way. In a nice way. Come yourself and say, you know where I give to my sons and have Menashe. I never forget for a second. And I appreciate and I say thank you to my brothers. What they put me in the pit. What they sell me to Egypt. Why? Because look what happened. Because what they do to me. I can't bring the name of God in Egypt. First time in the history of the world, the king of Egypt say, הראיתם איש נבון וחכם אשר רוח אלוקים בו. He's so impressed on the explanation of Yosef to his dream. All the Egyptians come to Yosef and say, look, you take our money, you take our animals, you take our us. Please, make us slaves and give us to eat. What? Say again? To make you slaves? I'm sorry, I'm also slave. What do you mean you slave? All of us slave. To God. Every Egyptian know God is not the river. It mean Yosef understand the difficult time what you have in the past This create the great time, what you have now in the present and the future. Yosef come to teach us, if you want to give name Ephraim, what represent beauty and Elat, this need to start with name what is what? Menashe. I never forget my parents, I never forget my grandparents, I never forget the difficult time. Look what you do night of Pesach. Beautiful table. Best beautiful table for all the year. We try to put all the nice dishes and we come so relaxed and we enjoy every minute. What we eat in night of Pesach? Maror. This is way to represent, to celebrate freedom? Yes, because we never forget yesterday. This gives us the appreciation of today and future and tomorrow. Look, the Rav Hirsch in paragraph 13. He only say a few words but relevant for us. Nashani mevaharim karagil Elokim ishkichani et kol amali ve et kol veit avi. God help me to forget my family. Lev milo izdaazeh lemikra mishpat zeh. People in shock to hear this. Yosef kore al shem lebechoro, shem sheelokim ishkicho et aviv hazaken. He give him name what his father forget. He help him, Hashem help him to forget his father and all his family. Peace and itbaer, and I skip line, one line. Dimtzenu lemedim sheyosef haya bepashtut adam chasar lev, he not have any heart. Ach leoshreinu, thank God, shachach, enenu ora yechida lenasha. Nasha ni Elokim is not only I forget. Nasha pirusho gam ken liyot baal chov. Baal chov, I need to pay back. Liyot noshe. Pirush, Nashani, he say, the terrible what happened to his family, what happened to him, Asali Elokim Lenoshim, Shatko Nirali, is look terrible, and so difficult. Elokim Asao Klei Sharet, because Baruch Hu takes the situation, Le'atzev et Oshri, to elevate me. Chov Gadol, he say, is Chayav, to the personally lonely and tragedy, what he have, and to all the family. Because in this way, he prepare us in Egypt. He take us. He help us. And he himself brings the name of Hashem. After we understand what it means, slave. So many generations, we can come slave of Hashem. And this make us special nation. And this is Ata Bechartanu Mikol Ha'amim. And this is, with the celebration of the redemption of Pesach, we also never forget the maror of night of Pesach. And we know to command this together. This is mean Menashe. Now, every Shevet in Am Israel, give us something, open, umbrella, big umbrella, what all the Shvatim come under the umbrella. For example, Issachar, big the umbrella of what? Torah. Torah. And Torah to everyone. Torah to everyone. People who work, people who learn all the time. Zvulun bring umbrella of to work. What Menashe, what kind of umbrella Menashe opened for us, what kind of lesson Menashe opened for us. Never forget, never forget. Feel Baal Chov to your parents and grandparents, and if you have some difficult time in the past, this will bring good time in the future. This is Menashe. We never forget, and this explained to us so nicely when Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven decide to stay inside of Yarden River. You know why they decide to stay inside of Yarden River? Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning feel very upset. Very upset. Why they decide? Because Mirel Atzon, no, this is not the reason. The Torah never mentions this. The Torah only say, Mikne Rav Aya Livnei Gad Uvnei Reuven, A. B, the Torah say, Ever Yarden is Eretz Mikne, place what Evel had grass, but they never connect one to each other. You know why? Why they have Mikne Rav? Why they have so many animals? More from any other Shevet? Because one day Moshe Rabbeinu say, listen, from tomorrow morning, we're going to get special gift from Hashem. Man, special food. If you eat the man in the morning, and slav, the bird that arrive every day afternoon, you will come healthy all your life, happy, strong, great. Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven say, this for us. They never eat meat. They never shochet and to have meat. Mikne Rav Ali Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. Now they heard the bad news. Moshe Rabbeinu go to die. Kadosh Baruch Hu go to bury him. In instead of Yarden River, and we never know when. And we never know where. But we cannot leave him alone. because them we strong, happy, healthy, succeed, we stay with them. As this Moshe Rabbeinu said before he died, to Shevet Gad. What he said to Shevet Gad? Ulegad amar baruch marachiv Gad. You have a lot of property, tremendous succeed. Why? Ki sham chelkat mechokek safun. How he says this in English? Ki sham, east of Yarden River, chelkat, the grave, mechokek, Moshe, safun, bury. Moshe Rabbeinu say, okay, I accept this. But what happened to your grandchildren? They will never know what you know. They will never feel what you feel. We need to remind to the future of your Shvatim, Eretz Israel is in the other side of Yarden River. Yerushalayim and Bet HaMikdash is not in the east side of Yarden River. How we can do this? Moshe Rabbeinu decided to send with them what? Chatzi Shevet Menashe. Because Menashe have knowledge to help us not to forget. Not to forget Chatzi Shevet Menashe. He will stay. Now, Moray Rabotai, what we say every day, three times at Tfilah and Birkat HaMazon. Bimei Matityahu, Hashmona Yuvanav, Shamda Malchut Yavan Arishal, Amcha Yisrael, what? Leashkicham Toratecha. What they really want? We will forget. How you can bring somebody, but thank God his brain is okay to forget. You can take his food, his dress, his freedom, but the brain you cannot take from anyone. You can put him in an environment, but step by step, he use different language, he forget language from the old life what he have, and they try to create environment what we forget. We will forget. Come, Shevet Menashe, 8 days of Hanukkah, with all the candles in front of us. And he say to us, we never forget. We remember, and we know all the miracles, we know the darkness of yesterday, bring light today and bring light tomorrow. Who believe over 70 years ago in the Bundestag in Germany when Hitler Yimach Shemo v'zichro stay and he start the famous speech about final solution to all the Jewish people, and this here in same place we light Hanukkah candle with the president of Germany, Hanukkah candle. Who believed it before? We never forget. If it's difficult yesterday, will come good and great tomorrow. We never forget to who we connect. Parents and grandparents to Torah, Hashem and everything. Menele, Menashe, never take tramp all the four Nesim, what left tomorrow morning. Okay, we never have anything more to do with them. Okay, we'll read all the Nesim. No, by purpose. We read every day, Nasi Layom, Nasi Layom. We come tomorrow to Kriyat HaTorah, Menashe. We stuck? We never stuck. Because look, we stuck, we need to put two heads for the scene. No. In the moment when we met Menashe, he opened the umbrella. What bring inside to this umbrella, the Shvatim what we mentioned, the Shvatim what we never mentioned. It's exactly the same. Exactly the same. This is Menashe. This is the Kriya of tomorrow. And this is the Abu Dram come and say. You want to know what is the definition, the essence of Hanukkah? Hanukkah is Hanukkah. What does it mean? Abu Dram say paragraph 1. Paragraph 1, Chet Nerot V'alacha Kebet Hillel. 8 candles V'alacha Kebet Hillel. How is this definition? This is Hanukkah. Mosif Ve'olech. You know what is mean Mosif Ve'olech? Not the candles. We say in the Gemara, Mitzvat Hanukkah Ner Ish U'Beito. Mehadrin Ner Lekol Echad Ve'Echad. The Megillah Ta'anit say, Mehadrin Ner Lekol Nefesh v'nefesh. Nefesh v'nefesh. You know, every morning we have talis, talit katan or talit. And after this we have what? Tefillin. Why this is the way? Why not the opposite? Ma'alim b'kodesh. This is ma'alim b'kodesh. It's two different mitzvot. You know what does it mean, ma'alim b'kodesh? I have parchment, what I decide to write mezuzot. I change the parchment now and I go to write what? Sefer Torah. I elevate the parchment to Kedushat Sefer Torah. This is Ma'alim B'Kodesh. Same item, you elevate it. But if you make two mitzvot, what is Ma'alim B'Kodesh? Ner Chanukah. Ma'alim B'Kodesh, not Ma'alim B'Kodesh. Mosifim. We had other candle. The answer is the Mishnah Berurah come and tells us, Pileploim. If I have talis, I cover my body with talit. Ma'alim B'Kodesh. Now I combine the Kedushah to my hand. to my hand. This is Ma'alim HaKodesh. Ma'alim HaKodesh not about the tzitzit and tefillin, about myself. Ma'alim HaKodesh Nerot Chanukah is not how many candles. Every candle gives me more light. We get more light what elevates us to other stage. This is the 8 days of Hanukkah. 8 days of Hanukkah come and say to us, yes, the candles, what we have, any goy all over the world know about Hanukkah. More for many other holiday, any other special time. More, because this is for us, this is our torch. This is what we show. Yes, this is our candle. He wins against all the other kinds of light. I will say many times, and good to remember this, go to Manhattan, all the houses, all the buildings, all the trees, full with light, this kind of light, other kind of light. And Hanukkah, candle, no, ishkosh, not so big deal, chas v'chalila. When you have blackout, only Ner Hanukkah continue to give light, and we will have blackout. Blackout. החושך יחסי ארץ וערפי לאומים ועלייך יזרח השם יש קודש ברוך הוא. We will bring his light to us. This is Hanukkah. From this reason Amor we מוסיף והולך, and we take Hanukkah as this opportunity, and this is our charger. We stay in generation what everyone almost walk to any room in his house, in his office, in his classroom, in his work. What he do first, the eyes go first to look about what? Charger. I need to charge. Yes, if not, I am out of this world. I need to charge. Hanukkah, this is our charger. To look the candles of Hanukkah. To look the candles of Hanukkah. This is recharge us and give us light. How to integrate, to have the balance between the eyes and the brain, the eyes in the heart, and to look in right perspective with the physical eyes, what we have. This is Hanukkah. This is the reason why in the 8 day we read Menashe, because he opened for us his umbrella to show us all the Shvatim get new knowledge, how to combine difficult time from yesterday to understand this is a process to the good time of today and tomorrow. And this is a come because Sukkot and Hanukkah, the inside connection between these two holidays is what? The Emunah about what? Ashgacha Pratit. Ashgacha Pratit is right perspective. Ten HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we stand the 7th day of Hanukkah to appreciate the day, to appreciate tonight also, to give to ourselves this opportunity to watch the candle, not only when we say Ma'o Tzur, not only when we say Nerot Alalu Kodeshen, to take the chair, to sit in front of the candles for a minute or two, to look, to watch the candle, and to ask what we need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will give us right perspective, to have right balance between the heart and the brain and the physical eyes. And immediately we can make right decision and we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. And to add, everything what we need is B'siyata Dishmaya, the candles of 8 days of Hanukkah will walk with us all the year, and we see all the time only light and only glory and only good time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemale Kol Mishalot Libeinu Letova B'siyata Dishmaya Bebriyut Ubebracha Ubesimcha. And from this light of Hanukkah we will go to the big light of Or Chadash Al Tzion Tair, V'nizkeh Kulanu B'mera Leoro.